T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thanks for listening to the Dusty and Cam in the Morning podcast, brought to you by your local Les Schwab Tire Centers, where I get my Wild Country tires. Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
This is Dusty and Cam in the Morning.
When I say, should we bring our swimsuits? You say, well, yeah, weather permitting.
With Dusty Hera.
I didn't get into college. Check me out. I'm kick-ass.
And Cam Cleland.
I almost joined a frat in college myself, but they tried to make me chug a 40.
Dusty and Cam in the Morning on 1080 The Fan.
Put my nuts on the table, and then I did the damn thing.
All right, 55305 is the Better You Today text line. Everybody fired up. Yeah, it's tough to be a weatherman today.
It's your fault.
Mine?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll take it. What'd I do?
I don't know. I'm still figuring it out.
It's okay. I'll just own it, though.
Mm-hmm.
I'll own it. all right. Be listening for Portland Golf Show tickets coming up later this hour, so be ready. Snowmageddon was a fake out, but this will not be.
I want to know personally, though, if you were one of the small few or one of the large few that spent an exorbitant amount of money this weekend that you were not prepared for. Attic, just you don't have to tell me a number. Did you buy on this, like this on the text line? Did you go get 4 snow tires?
Well, please.
Then now you're going to take
off.
Tell
us the number. Tell us
the number that you weren't prepared for mentally, that you didn't have budgeted.
No.
Did you go to Costco and drop a grand? Or did you go to Safeway and buy that $40 flank steak that you know you really were going to eat anyway? Did you really do that?
Well,
and if you did, please share, because I'd love for you to vent with us.
Yeah, you don't have to send your number.
Can you take
your
snow
name.
Tires back?
I don't.
If you put them on and drove away with them, you certainly can't take them back.
For probably like pennies on the dollar that you spent, like you paid $1,000, they'll be like, yeah, we'll give you
$1,000.
We'll give you $200 for them. It's probably what you're getting, like $50 a tire back.
I'll be honest with you. In my life, I've never purchased snow tires, ever. And I watch these moronic people driving around in April hearing, because they're driving through the parking lots. And I'm going, you enjoy that Subaru with snow tires, bro.
Hey. But in the event of snow, you don't know how much they go up to the mountain and shred the gnar, bruh.
In March?
Yeah. Mount Hood, bruh.
In March.
The glacier.
Great.
Yeah. You can snowboard year-round up at Mount Hood. Yeah.
That's why my Subaru has all-weather tires.
Well done, Buck.
Good for you, Buck.
Not spikes.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Have we broached this topic on the air? Cam thinks that you are the worst driver in the world.
Oh, he does?
Well, I mean, no, just because you drive a Subaru.
I never said that Subaru drivers are the worst drivers. When did I say that? I said Prius drivers are. But
no,
not Subarus.
No, Prius was my call, and you've always said Subaru. I've been a long-standing Prius.
There is anti-Subaru sentiment for Mr. Cleland.
No,
somehow.
It's not. I don't have anti-Subaru sentiment. Mm. I said there's a stereotype of
this?
Subaru driver and Subaru person, just like there's a stereotype of what I drive.
Are you buying a Subaru? Is that what we're getting at?
No,
here?
My dad is 82. He has a Subaru. He is a military tough guy. Mm. And
just got it swapped out for his pickup, right?
Yeah. His lady friend got him a Subaru.
Ooh.
82. Driving around Subaru. I was like, what are you doing, Dad? He's like, it's a great vehicle.
Well, his lady friend got it for him. He's got a sugar mama.
That's what I said.
82. Look at him.
Whatever.
The lady friend
There's
buying
a stereotype
him
of every car driver. Don't paint me in that this corner brush.
Well,
like I'm
done
the
it
bad
before.
Guy here.
No, you've
right?
done it before. You've said it before.
As we drive next to the guy in the Bentley and he's driving, whoa, what do we think this guy is? Oh, look, it's Evan Turner. That's what happened. I was driving next to a guy. I'm like, oh, my God, there's a guy in a bed. Oh, it's Evan Turner.
There he is.
Stereotype.
Hey, look, it's Evan.
What was he doing?
Rich athlete.
Was he eating, listening to music, talking on the phone? What was he doing?
I don't know. The windows were so tinted, I couldn't
Dang
see
it.
Him. No, it was Evan Turner.
He helps stranded motorists on the side of the road. We know that.
Right.
Evan Turner, his minutes are going down, by the way. You mentioned Evan.
He had 15 minutes.
15 minutes last night.
Well, that's what happens.
Minutes got to go. Well,
Mount Hood's here. Mount Hood's going to take some minutes.
from Evan Turner, though? I didn't really see that one coming. But Evan Turner, his minutes down. I have a question for you, though. This is legit. Why is Maurice Harkless still the starting small forward for the Portland Trail Blazers?
Because that way they can bump up his trade value.
The trade deadline is over.
Not in the summer.
See, but this is where we're coming down to it. I look at, and I've liked Maurice Harkless. I think he's been a inconsistent, but when engaged, good member of the Portland Trail Blazers. Jake Layman's emergence.
Mm-hmm.
Rodney Hood's addition to this team. I sit there and I look at Maurice Harkless's inability on the offensive end, and he's way better than Layman defensively. He's a skosh better than Rodney Hood defensively.
Right.
But still, why are his minutes there when we are seeing?
I don't know.
This
you tell me, because this is boring to sit here and try to understand what Mo Harkless
is doing. I don't know, man.
I've been saying it for 3 years. We've all been saying it. Great, great, great. You invested $10 million on a wing that can't shoot and is okay defensively. Scratch my head.
But here's where it comes into.
What's the value of that?
Well, you finally have an upgrade.
Yeah.
At that position.
Right.
And we're still seeing kind of Maurice Harkless's streaky production, and he's just not playing well.
Do you remember when they signed him and when they brought him and they gave him negotiating against themselves?
Oh yeah, but that's what they did with Evan Turner too. Ooh.
Okay. All right.
But
you overpay because that's what you do here in Portland. Do you overpay to get somebody?
No doubt about it.
They were going to pay Chandler Parsons $96 million.
But the contract isn't what bothers me at this point. At this point, it is the productivity. How much longer do we see Mo in that starting lineup?
I don't know.
Because I think those minutes are going away, and they're going away in a hurry.
Yeah.
Because the Blazers can't afford to play him anymore.
I think he's also hurt still, too. So that's an issue.
And that is even more of a reason for what we're talking about here. And when is it Jake Layman's turn to get into that starting lineup or Rodney Hood?
Look, if I was coaching, which I'm not, and I'm not an NBA coach because Coach Stotts knows a billion times more than I did, I would simplify this rotation down to maybe 9 at the most. At the most.
Well, that's what we should see coming up.
Well, most teams can go 8. Some can go 8, 9, but I wouldn't go any deeper than that in case there's an injury. I really wouldn't.
Well, who are your odd men out here then?
Well, Mo Harkless is odd man out.
Because right now they're up to 11.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. So you got to eliminate two guys. Myers Leonard's out. Okay.
Ish, yeah.
Yeah. Do I take more minutes for Myers? Myers is a better three-point shooter right now. But that's the thing is I think Zach is younger and you got to push him more. So I would give him more minutes there. And then it comes down to Evan Turner and Seth Curry. And right now Seth Curry is about as streaky as he gets. Evan gives you better defense and offers you a little bit better floor.
See, look, we got you into that.
Get me into it.
I liked
it.
All I didn't that. Do that. You got into it.
Yeah.
You got into it. Evan Turner, 15 minutes last night. Seth Curry, only 11. Neither of them, well, not shocker for Evan, hit a 3. As the Blazers lose and they blow their streak, 102-101, they were leading by 14 entering the fourth. End up losing after they get outscored 24-9 and go 10 minutes and 10 seconds without making a bucket. So they're back at it tonight. They have Oklahoma City. If my gut tells me something, it's that I would say we're probably going to stick to the Mo Harkless experiment until the All-Star break. So we got 2 more games. And then I think after that is when we start seeing either Layman or Rodney Hood. Most likely Rodney Hood, because Layman's spark off the bench is awesome.
Yeah.
And so you'll probably see Rodney Hood slip into that starting lineup because he's still lost offensively, Hood is.
Well, no, he's got to take some time to be able to understand it. Yep. He's got to figure it out. Yeah.
And I think
just going to mix right away.
I think the All-Star break is that time where he starts hunkering down, picking it up, and then Harkless's minutes will probably deteriorate.
My final thought, I would like to see more speed in the lineup.
Yeah. Don't you like what Hood and Layman bring from that aspect?
You have Nurk, who is not slow, by the way, for a big man. He is not clunky. Okay, he's very good on the block, and he can run. He can move. He's got great footwork. Become faster on the edges. Mm-hmm. More guys that can dribble.
Yeah. As this texture on the Better You Today text line says, Portland's best 5, Dame, CJ, Hood, Layman, and Nurk. I think that'll be your closers. I think that's going to be your closers.
Could be.
Right there. And will we see Scala Bossier? Stay tuned. Oklahoma City tonight. Snowpocalypse let us down. What are some other letdowns you've had in your life? Events that have been overhype and overblown. 55305, the Better You Today text line. 815 on the Fan. All right, we do have a couple NBA leftovers we need to get to here real quick.
Oh, that's lame. I'm going to talk about the text line here.
Well, one thing is CJ McCollum's shoes from last night.
I liked them. You didn't.
I think
Russell Westbrook's got Game Boy shoes. Oh my God. I love them.
Yes, Game Boys are awesome.
Nintendo.
What do we think? I just retweeted at @Dusty_Hero. What do we think of CJ McCollum's shoes?
I love them.
Thumbs up, thumbs down. They are red with roses all over them. They say Rose City on them.
Roses
They're
are red,
gold, and green.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan. God bless you, CJ, though.
I'm also a fan of P1 Steve. Is Better Oof. You Today text line. As he says, I'm with you, camp. Because you got be with me or against me.
Yeah.
With me or against me.
Uh-huh.
He says, I'm with you. I never purchase snow or studded tires. I have a 4x4 truck. If I can't get me where I need to go, I don't go.
Yeah.
Isn't that a simple philosophy?
That's true.
I'm going to put stuff on my rig to get me where I need to go. Yeah. I don't belong going there. I don't go.
So does that mean you don't use chains?
I never use chains.
You've never used chains?
No, but I don't drive a vehicle that needs chains.
Well.
Because I drive a four-wheel drive vehicle.
Yeah, but it's for a little extra grip.
I don't need that.
Get you going.
I don't need it.
Well, sure you do.
Because I don't go in places that I don't have a rear-wheel drive BMW cruising around going, oh, I don't know why I can't get anywhere.
It is true. That's how it sounds too.
Yeah.
Other one, Better You Today text line. We were talking Blazers really quick, and I just want to wrap this one up here real quick. Did you see the following? Do you see the players that have cleared waivers after all the buyouts?
I'm sorry, what? Blazers? What?
Okay. Yeah, the professional basketball team here in Portland.
Sorry.
Markieff Morris, Zach Randolph, Marcin Gortat.
Yeah.
All of those guys cleared waivers.
Enes Kanter is who I want.
Greg Monroe.
No, I want Enes Kanter.
There's a lot of bigs.
I want a Turkish mutant to show up here and cause havoc.
I want the Enes Kanter saga.
Is it Enes or Enes?
I think it's Enes.
Okay. Enes Kanter. Bring his salty backside
I
over
want
here.
More stories on the international, I don't know. What are the issues that he's going on with his home country? That thing's crazy.
The coup that he is alleged to have
Turkoglu's
been
after
a part
him.
Of. Yeah,
Hito Turkoglu's after him.
And
it's a little more than just a beef, isn't it?
The old dictator of Turkey.
It's a concern.
Also, yep. Don't know where his head's at. But, yeah, those names are out on the market. Blazers do have a roster spot, so expect none of them to sign here.
Yeah. That's too bad.
Is it?
Why? I mean, if you're willing to pay over the salary cap, pay your luxury tax. Get rid of a few guys. Sign a dude. What are you worried about?
Yeah. I don't know.
You worried about finishing fourth? Fifth?
You should be worried about fourth or fifth, because then you get the Warriors or the Rockets point. Right now in the first round, then the Warriors in the second. We'll see what the
CJ
hell happens.
CJ shoes, thumbs up or thumbs down?
Yeah.
Buck?
Thumbs up.
I'm a thumbs up. Dusty's thumbs
down.
Is that
a question?
Well, no, it was a
I
question.
Asked the
it was
question.
A, it was no, a surprising.
Buck, thumbs up.
Like, I mean, I'm not going to wear them to work tomorrow, but if I was playing hoops, sure.
What's the name of the company again, the Chinese company?
I think it's Yilin.
Yilin? Yeah, I showed my boys that. They went, Dad, that's really cool. I'm like, those are cool shoes. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like the
are those
like the
readily available here in America? Can you just go to the store and get those shoes?
I don't think you can
or is
just
it all online?
Go to the store.
I think online?
You're probably online, but
okay.
Look, I'm the wrong person to ask. I haven't been to a mall in I don't know how long.
Hey,
so.
Anybody that's here that's a shoe expert, it's you, sir.
I did work at Finish Line.
Yeah.
I did. I threw a shoe expert. at a shoplifter. but yeah, I don't know. I don't know if you can go to like Finish Line or Foot Locker and get those. We'll see. Russell Westbrook's Game Boy ones were sick, though.
Those are cool.
Undeniable.
Did you ever sit on the throne and play Game Boy till your legs fell asleep?
Mm-mm. No.
Well,
no.
You're definitely not a 90s kid.
How did you make 1,000 free throws on your basketball hoop? And
I didn't say how long. I didn't say 1,000. I said 50 in a row.
Okay, 50 in
a row. Slight exaggeration.
And play Game Boy until your legs fell asleep on the toilet.
Look, I said there was no Game Boys in the 80s. So I had my Nerf hoop to sit down.
Oh, so you replaced it.
As the 90s hit.
Okay.
it became more of a Tetris. See how far you could get to Tetris. Come on, I'm not the only one.
Well, no, you're not the only
everybody,
one.
Dude,
I'm not done in here. I'm on level 65.
Yeah, you're like, leave me alone. I mean, my legs are asleep.
You were in there for a long time.
Well, you know what? That's our office.
Taking your time. Taking your time.
And by the way, I'm not arrogant. I don't drive a Ford, dude. I drive a Chevy. Get off that 350. I drive a 2500 Chevy. Don't ever call me a Ford driver, bro.
Hey, what's up, Ford driver?
You're the Ford driver.
What's up?
You got two of them. That's your fault.
What's up, Ford driver?
Found on road dead.
Dang right.
Found on the road dead.
Never had a problem.
Yeah. No. Just crashed him twice.
No, I didn't crash him ever.
One lit on fire. It was trying to tell you something.
A parking lot
it
that lit on
fire. It was trying to tell you to get rid of it.
That a parking lot caught on fire?
Yeah, that's what happens.
What happened to, what does that say about Dirt's? I don't even know what brand his vehicle is, but he's caught on fire too.
Right. It's trying to tell you to get rid of those cars. Dirt drives a pregnant roller skate.
I don't know. What?
That's what he drives. Have you seen his car? It's a cute little thing.
It's gold.
I can put it in the back of mine and spin it on my finger.
I love my Fords, man. Never had a problem with them.
Have a little fun.
Except for when the teenager ran into my wife head on. That was a problem. But she was safe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, CJ is sponsored by Li-Ning.
Li-Ning.
Which is not readily available in the United States. But I believe you can purchase their products online.
Okay. So you can get them online. That's kind of cool. I'd be curious to know how much those shoes cost. Do a little...
Probably a lot.
And Cam is starting to let his Vancouver show. Dude, I'm not from Vancouver. I'm from Cedar Woolley. Okay? I live there. I'm from Cedar Woolley, Washington.
That's right.
We grew up where every truck was as big as possible. And that's about it.
Yep. For the girls and the gals. Don't call me. Right? Yeah,
I live there, but I ain't from there.
Yeah. Take that, Vancouver. Cam's not from
all
there.
You lifted bro truck guys, we'll unite, okay? We'll have a little competition.
Yeah, you when guys all snows, meet up you, at the truck nut store after the
you dang
after
right.
The show.
We're gonna have our bull balls dangling from our hitch.
Get some mud flaps.
And I'll meet everybody else at the Ford store. I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
I guess we're on the road dead, right?
Found That's on good. The road dead.
You know what? I love those. The acronyms you, people come up
if
with.
If you
cars.
Don't have a war with each other's brand, what's the point?
Yeah.
It's like ducks and huskies.
For
Let's
Valentine's
do this.
Day, can I get you the Calvin peeing on the Ford logo and will you put it on the back of your truck?
I'm not a bumper sticker or sticker person. That was in the 90s. I took the No Fear stickers off in the Bad Boy clubs, off the vehicle.
Did you have a Calvin?
No.
Taking a whiz?
I did have a Bad Boy. Bad Boy club. That was a bad time.
Was that the flexing
no,
guy?
No. It's the eyes and the bad boy, whatever.
But he was flexing though, right?
Maybe. I don't know. It was embarrassing.
No, it's not.
It was a time. It was like you and your puka shells and your frosted tips.
Yeah.
It's a bad time.
Yeah, it was, people
we all
have
make
our
mistakes.
Regrets, you know? We all have our regrets. Mine was definitely a lot of puka shells and big diamond earrings and bleach tips on my hair.
Yeah.
You can't take them back though. We love them. 55305, the Better You Today text line has turned into which
baby.
Car brand is better. But we'll also go down the road of things that have let you down. Snowpocalypse let us all down. Events that have been overhyped. And CJ Shoes, thumbs up, thumbs down. First, Buck with Sports Center. Hey, caller number 503-250-1080 gets a pair of tickets to the Portland Golf Show.
Yeah, baby.
February 22nd through the 24th at the Oregon Convention Center. Shop the Fiddler's Green Sale Zone. Play with the Tonkin Alfa Romeo, long putt, and much more. Info is at portlandgolfshow.com.
Just got my sports pants tight.
Caller number 503-250-1080. That is 503-250-1080. And you could be going to the Portland Golf Show where Cam Cleland will challenge you to a long drive competition.
I will do. And look, anybody wants to meet up, let's go. Let's get after it.
You know,
have a little fun. We'll get a TrackMan set up. I'm brand loyal in golf, so I'm a big Callaway guy. I always have been.
Okay.
It's just brand loyal. There's a lot of great golf equipment out there. I'm not going to go trashing anything. It's great stuff. But it would be a blast if we get some listener stuff together. I'm just already commandeering what's going on at the golf show. Well, so we'll just pick a time. We'll go take over a booth with a track man, and we'll get after this.
Okay, call in at 503-250-1080. Caller number 5 is going to the Portland Golf Show. Okay, heading to the text line, 55305. Right now, we've turned into every single brand of vehicle is battling for our affection.
Which number 2 is my Dodge, and I'm a Mopar guy like there's no tomorrow. Big fan of that.
What is that?
Mopar?
Yeah.
That's what we talk about if you're a Dodge fan.
Mother of people rigs?
It's like the...
people and rigs?
Well, the classic vehicles, are like you think, when 69 Charger, which is the General Lee... those are classic Mopar rigs, and those are things that you have. Just Dodge has it. It's always had that brand around it.
Cool. Yeah. Ford man.
Yeah.
You're Chevy man.
I'll give you one thing,
Bucks
Ford.
Subaru,
I'll give you one thing, Ford. Your new Bronco, your new little Bronco, I'm liking that. I'll give you that a little bit of credit. Classic Bronco in the 70s is awesome.
It is awesome.
I'll give you that. I'll give you that one.
Yeah. Okay. And that's our talk. So go ahead and send us your best. We're all going to go get our Calvin stickers and, the Chevy sports. People are meeting at the Truck Nuts store later. You can
auto racing's a sport. Cars, sports.
When's the last time you watched an auto race? Of any kind.
For all the way through or just some?
Both.
Daytona 500.
All the way last year's? You watched the entire
Indy.
Thing?
I watched the Indy.
A whole thing?
Mm-hmm.
You watched the start to finish?
No, I didn't watch the start to finish. Okay. Just pieces of it. I watched a couple big races. I watched some monster truck shows.
I think it was probably college.
You know what?
The last time I watched like a full race, because we used to drink and bet each other on races back then.
I have a couple things in life that I'd love to be able to have. One is a monster truck with my face on it. That will never happen. But how cool would that be to have your own monster truck?
That'd be badass.
My buddy Rod Ryan, who's the number one morning show
in
Houston, Hot Rod, he's got his own Rod Ryan show in Houston of his own monster truck.
Cool.
It is so stinking awesome. I love it. And we do get occasionally get a little monster truck show up here in the Northwest.
March 2nd.
Yeah, baby.
I believe the monster trucks are coming. I'm taking my son to his very first monster truck show, which I remember my
they
first
They have mini monsters. Have you ever seen the minis?
No.
You can go down to Vegas and you can get in these. You stand in them.
Okay.
You don't get in full sit down. You get in and crawl in and you actually control them in an upright position. Okay. They're mini monsters.
Why do you do that?
Well, because it's safer in the cage that way, sitting down. It's better. It's safe. I'm assuming it's a cage design.
Yeah,
but you walk into them from the back or underneath, and you stand up and control, which is really awesome. But they're minis.
Huh. Interesting. I got to sit in Gravedigger.
Did you really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What would it be like to be in Gravedigger?
It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
It wasn't on, obviously.
That's too bad.
But when I was a kid, it was the coolest thing. I mean, it was one of the coolest things I've ever done. I got to sit in Gravedigger, and then I got to watch him just wreck cars, which is part of just like, that's part of like being a kid, is you watch stuff, like think of the stuff you were really into back in the day, and it's just carnage, right? Wrestling.
Yeah.
But monster trucks. Watching the show Cops, loved it. It was just carnage. You love watching carnage.
There's a new TV show that I've discovered, which is an incredible television show. It's actually Live Police, and I don't know the name
live
of it off.
Live PD is what
live
it's called.
Live PD, thank you, where there are live action across the country. It is a huge hit. Yeah. I didn't know how big of a hit it was.
Yeah, it's all just body cam
stuff. Yeah, but not just body cam, but there's full, they have crews following everywhere.
Yeah, we've got one of a former fan employee, he tweets about it all the time. All the time.
Loves
live
PD.
He watches every single night.
When will Portland get a live TV affiliate?
I don't know.
Do we not have enough action here?
Well, didn't Cops started
Tacoma.
In Tacoma, where PLU is. That
Pierce
area.
County Sheriff.
Yeah.
Pierce County Sheriff.
And then Portland was one of like the second or third cities that they went to outside of Tacoma. But we haven't had anything in a while.
Mm.
Cops is something. And the best was like... actually, this is not the best. When somebody would be on Cops and you'd be like, you'd see a sweatshirt or a logo you recognize that's like extremely local, and you'd be like, oh,
they wouldn't have the technology to blur it out now.
Look at that. Look at that.
That's too bad.
You know, like there was a lot of like PLU students that would be wearing Pacific Lutheran sweatshirts getting arrested for MIPs on so cops.
True. I think we've lost every Prius driver and Subaru driver right now. Is it gone from the show?
Why? Because you infuriated them?
We might have talked about a few things that are not on their radar.
Look, I get it.
If you can have a little bit of fun about what you have and what you think is, what's the point? What's the point?
Yeah.
Stereotype me. Fine. I'll take that.
You know,
if you can't have a little bit of sensitivity, a little bit of fun, the greatest scene ever in television history for the city of Portland is the dueling you go, I go on Portlandia between Subaru drivers. Mm-hmm. It is the greatest television things for the city of Portland. It's everything in a nutshell. No, you go. No, 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 you go. No, you. No, you. No, 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 you go. No, you go.
Mm-hmm.
You go. And then come over for my vegan dinner later.
I hate when you have somebody that's like that, and then I'm like, just screw it. I'm going.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, that's when they decide to creep forward.
Or they wave at you. You know, I got the wave like three times. They were so terrified.
Wave go?
Oh, no, no, you go. Dude, you were there like two car lengths before me, but no, 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 you go, because I'm too scared if you go through.
Okay, so wait a minute. Do you think that, or if I will wave somebody through when I obviously don't feel that they know it's their turn to go?
No, I go.
I'll be like, go. Go.
Yeah, I have a different philosophy. I just go. Usually it's better.
When you just get to go and you don't follow the rules of the road.
That's not true, young man. I properly wait my turn, but if that person is going to wait, I'm just going to go.
Instead.
Ask questions or issue apologies later.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this segment
kind
of got away from us.
We talk about sports all the time. It's Tuesday. Football season's over. We have the Alliance American Football. We have the boring black blinkety blonkety blinkety.
Wait, it's very
bad news for you. It's Monday. It's Monday.
Well, Snowmageddon is what I was going to say. Monday.
What do you mean?
Complaining. Monday.
How are you going to try to spin this as
no, I didn't know what day it is.
Yeah.
I said Tuesday. I meant Monday.
It's Tuesday.
It's Monday. Yeah, it's Monday.
I meant that we're moving into Tuesday, which Tuesday is usually the worst day where we transition.
Yeah.
But now Monday.
Like, this is what you get. Hot Dodge Ford and just drive, folks. Don't be a terrible driver. All right, we get you set for, I always call it the nice off, the four-way stop. That text coming on the Better You Today text line.
Oh, the nice off. I like that.
It's a good one. All right, we put a bow on the show, get you set for Blazers Thunder. Probably not. Snowpocalypse, letting us all down, things that have also let you down. And what to expect from sports this week. This week is our dead week, folks. 8:42 on the Fan.
This is Dusty and Cam in the Morning on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Traffic talk in the morning, Dusty and Cam.
Two great things.
Four-way stops have become a hotly contested issue. Actually, it's not hotly contested. It's just I think this has become a public service announcement that we're doing.
No, I don't. Yeah, it's just opinions.
No, it's a public service. This is not an opinion. These are rules of the road. They are damn rules, Cam.
Yeah.
As the great Walter Sojak said, this is not NOM. There are rules. Mark it a zero. How many alligators do you wait before you start honking at a person at a four-way stop or at a green light?
Three.
Do you really count in your head?
Yeah.
I don't have one. I just say, oh my God, and then I honk my horn.
I do a three count.
I'll start counting.
And I wish I had one of those monster air horns as my actual horn. Just shake the, because most of the time the person is looking at their phone. Is why they're not going.
Yes. No doubt about it.
I had a buddy in high school who not only had that horn, but he also had the thing that he could broadcast his own voice.
Oh, yeah, like, CB radio.
Go ahead and move it.
Yeah, man, I had one of those.
Well, it wasn't CB because you're not talking to other cars. It was just out of the, you know, basically a
megaphone. You had the CB mic, but the outdoor, you had your speaker that would jig to the outside. Yeah. PA system is what you would have.
Yes, exactly.
Those were great.
This is the other text that got me to smile again. Is what's scary is how much Portlandia people think is comedy when it's actually a documentary.
Yeah, that is true. Well, that's part of the thing that
I love stereotypes.
Makes it so popular is because people are like, that's what Portland's really like. Yeah, and it's an exaggerated part of Portland, but there's a lot of things that you sit there and you look and you're like, yep, that hits too close to home.
Yeah, when you go to the restaurant and they have to tell you about the lifespan of the chicken.
Right.
That had.
Right.
This is the life of your meal.
Oh.
I did not know that Bill lived to be 7.
On a note very similar to that.
Sure.
Because it's over on the east side and in that Portlandia area. I went to the Laurelhurst Market on Friday night.
Did you?
With the wife.
Isaac has recommended I go there.
My God, he's not lying.
Yeah, I know.
That place is unreal.
Good meat?
Great steak.
Good.
And reasonably priced, too. Very good menu.
Look it up.
Was surprised.
Cool crossover promotion.
Yeah, but then we had this element of it where they're going through the menu and they're like, you know, they give like all of this stuff about how, you know, what's local, what's not. And mm-hmm. I was like, I just want what's best, man. Yeah. Like, I know, but when you go to those restaurants, you have to sell that, you know, the Oregon Dungeness crab toast. I was like, I don't care where that crab's from. If it's good, I'm going to love it. And it was amazing.
Well, at least we're near the coast. So it's not like you're in Missouri going, how's that crab?
Yeah.
I always worried about that living in the Midwest. And someone said, let's go to the sushi restaurant. And I went,
yeah. Is it catfish? Do they sushi catfish?
Yeah. You know, usually you get it on some dry ice flown in.
Oh, man.
When someone says fresh, I'm like,
yeah. Mm. So solid recommend there. Okay. 55305.
And thank you, Prius and Subaru drivers, for staying with us and not getting too offended or outraged because I love you to death and I love that you listen. Just have fun with it and have a sense of humor.
Well, and step on the gas, please.
And own it.
Yeah.
Remind Cam that you can get a Subaru for half the price of a 4x4 and have all-wheel drive.
But which 4x4 are we talking about?
I don't know. It's just what the text line says.
Yeah, and that's full of that is extreme crap, and that's a lie.
Wow. He called you out. Called you a liar. I will
call a texter a liar.
You're right.
In that vein, though, I will go back to the picture that I tweeted out. I believe it was over this summer that I was behind at a stoplight, a Prius.
Oh, boy.
And it said, Prius drivers are the best ever. And it was in quotes.
Oh.
And the quote was by no one ever.
At least they owned it.
Right?
The hot dog.
If you're going to do it, I mean, go in 100%. And at least they were self-aware.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Just own it. Just get in there and just own the thing, which I think you should. Don't be ashamed of it.
Yeah.
Do you.
I had another one that was a quote, cool Prius. Nobody ever. Like, they have a lot of those bumper stickers that are out there where at least they're aware.
Do you think we spend a lot of time judging people on their vehicles?
Way too much.
Do you think that the identity of somebody immediately is just if they step out of their vehicle, you've already put them in a box? More than anything?
Oh, yeah.
More than clothes?
Yes.
I do it too.
Well,
I will do the vehicle you drive more than clothes.
How about this one? My stepdad in like the early 90s and stuff when he owned his own like company, they would be hiring, they'd be interviewing a person and his partner.
Yeah.
And one of them would step out and they'd go and they'd take a look, not at what kind of car you drove, but what it looked like on the inside. Because how you treat your own vehicle, imagine how you're going to treat the company rigs and your workspace.
I think that all of us should show up to our interview in a Sebring convertible. And make sure, just like the office, we have a convertible and we live in Scranton.
That's right.
Chrysler Sebring.
Brittany's back.
Yeah.
I'm sure you probably couldn't do that anymore.
Why? Like,
they would probably sue you for...
What's your proof?
Well, I know. But you know what I'm saying, though? Like,
every interview is about what you look like. Come on, man. You can't sit there, I didn't hire you because you weren't qualified enough. No, you just didn't like what they did.
2019, man.
Dude, I'm not a moron. I get it. I know that there's things called HR and proper etiquette and stuff, but humans are humans, and they will continue to try to pretend that they do things the up and up. But I'm sorry, you pulled in with a W on your license plate. You ain't getting this job in Eugene.
Yeah.
How about from the Better You Today text line? My brother has a massive jacked up Dodge with a bumper sticker that says, "Don't worry, snowflakes. My diesel identifies as a Prius."
God bless it.
My wife drives a Ford Excursion diesel, 8-inch lift on 40-inch tires. She loves it. I drive a Honda Accord. I consider us polished rednecks helping break stereotypes.
Yes, and then this guy says, Cam, you big ass. Four-wheel drive truck drivers doesn't mean they don't drive like blankety bags. Yeah, guys, look, just because you whatever car you drive, they're bad drivers. They're morons that drive big lifted trucks.
You think?
Yeah. What do I need 44-inch tires in the middle of I-5?
Okay.
What really? What for? Just in case where? Just in case you get caught going through a mud hole?
Try to think of the best driver.
Which I do on love a good mud and truck.
What is the best driver on the road drive?
Best driver?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. What? Like, we sit there and we're like, oh, yeah. This guy, if Cadillac. He drives this car,
Cadillac drivers.
Bad driver.
Cadillac drivers.
Well, what if they're old?
That's why they're the best drivers.
Oh, old people are terrible drivers.
I didn't say all old people, I said older.
Cadillac may be a good one.
Who's Cadillac?
Because if you get too old, you're in a Buick.
I was thinking luxury,
cross over.
But not total luxury.
That's what I'm saying. It's not Mercedes driver because
Lexus?
We that guy person. I mean,
Audi?
High-end Toyota. Mm. Mm. No,
is it
Audi's,
an Audi?
No,
I don't know.
That's German.
It might be. So it has to be an American car for.
We're talking, you're going to stay domestic here. Stay in your dang lane.
All right. Well, I guess we'll find out who the best drivers are. We'll have the war of cars maybe this week on the fan.
This is all an opinion, by the way.
Ooh, UPS truck drivers are the best.
They're great, and I love all my UPS drivers and all my delivery drivers.
Wow.
Great people.
Look at you.
They are great people. I'm the one that wants to get out and take the packages. You know, if I'm there, I'm going to come out and help you with the packages.
Ooh, are Volvo drivers the best drivers?
Volvo drivers are good drivers. Either that or they're teenage girls because their dad wants to put them in a car that'll protect them.
It has built-in roll cages just in case your daughter rolls it.
Yeah. Volvo's not bad. I don't know.
I miss the 86 Honda Prelude drivers because they were all blonde hot.
If there's one thing we can all agree on.
Yeah.
We may disagree on which brand of vehicle is a bad driver. Aren't we all better than bicyclists?
100%.
Is that something we can all agree on?
150 billion %, you bike share goofs.
I knew that would get you.
Heaven forbid I ride in the bike lane.
I knew that.
They never stop at a four-way stop. I've almost hit like 10 this last month. 10 of them. I kid you not.
They don't care.
And I've stopped and I've made sure, but they just went, just blew on through. Why don't they get a ticket? I think I want to put a dash cam in my rig just so I can get every bicyclist a ticket. Because one of the days they're going to get hurt.
Okay.
Well, because they don't stop.
I would love it if we got Buck out there with the camera and we go over on the east side
where
they have
right
the
down
bike
here
only
by our,
roads.
Where our road is right here where
and
they come off there.
We just do a video of Cam doing citizens arrests on bicyclists. Just yelling at them, citizens arrest!
Hey, right there where our office building is the most egregious stoppers of bicycles and anywhere, in this city. They're so bad, none of them stop at all. They come off that little spot. I don't know is that Bancroft and McAdam? That connection right there?
Uh-huh.
There, I just gave you to where we're at. So come hate on us later.
If I was a cop, I'd literally drive around looking for bicyclists doing exactly what you're doing. Give them all tickets.
Yes.
I don't know. I love you all.
I love all our listeners and all our people. Own you.
Be great drivers today.
Yeah.
Be courteous.
Take care of yourself.
And also be safe
on the road.
Be very safe.
Watch out for that snow.
It's liquid.
That's right. We call that rain.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be back on Tuesday. Blazers take on the Oklahoma City Thunder. That game is today at 5 p.m. Tip-off, I believe it is. And we'll probably talk about it tomorrow. Have a great one, folks. Up next is The Herd with Colin Cowherd, 9 to noon, noon to 3, Dirt and Sprague, 3 to 7, primetime with Isaac and Souk. Have a great Monday. See you Tuesday right here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.